We're going to continue talking about what we talked about last week, about the brachot of Shema. What kind of brachot are they, and why that matters? We'll see again the Rosh Ben Source 3, or at least we'll see part of it. We did it inside last time. So again, the question to the Rosh was, we're trying to figure out what kind of brachot are the brachot that we say before Kriyat Shema, and why does that matter? And we already noted last week, and we'll see it again, we'll see it inside, we'll talk about it more in depth. It might matter because usually we say for a bracha, a birchat ha-mitzvah,
yes,
la bracha that you make on a mitzvah, you can't have a hefsek, you can't have an interruption between the bracha on shofar and blowing shofar. You can't. An interruption basically nullifies the bracha. So, what kind of bracha are Kriyat Shema, and then what kind of could you make an interruption specifically regarding saying Amen? You say Habocher b'mo Yisrael bi'ahava, and then you hear the Chazan say Habocher b'mo Yisrael bi'ahava. Do you say Amen to his bracha or not? Because if you said your bracha Habocher b'mo Yisrael bi'ahava, the next thing you should be doing is you should be saying Shema if it's a bracha on the mitzvah, and for you to say Amen to his bracha could be an interruption.
Is that bracha? Aren't there two brachas?
There's two brachas. Yeah, there's two brachas.
So if they're both, you're saying the first bracha, you're making another.
Ultimately, what we're right. So we're seeing the Ramban in a few minutes, and the Shulchan Aruch too, the Mishnah Berurah. The first bracha is likely not going to be a birchot hamitzvah. I don't know if anybody says otherwise. That's going to be a birchot hashevach. That's going to be a praise of creating Yotzer or Uvar Echoshech, creating light and dark. That's going to be a praise. It's really going to be the second bracha that's going to be the one that we're trying to figure out what it is. Yeah, it's good point. Okay, so the question to the Rashba was, basically the question to him was, well, how could you daven early? You say Shema early. Davening early, he could understand, but Shema is a mitzvah. You have to do Shema at nighttime. Right, the Mishnah says, he quotes the Mishnah, you have to say Shema at night. How come in a place where you daven early, like for early Shabbos, you're saying Shema, he even understands how you can say Shema a little bit, but you can't say a bracha, you can't say a birchot ha-mitzvah when it's not the proper time to do a mitzvah. If you can't say Shema at 7 p.m., when you daven early Mariv, and you're making a bracha that's a birchot ha-mitzvah, you shouldn't be able to do that. So his answer ultimately is, and this is the underlined part, is that he says, "Eina birchot shel kriyat shema mamash kevirchat haTorah uchu birchot haMitzvah." It's not like a birchot haMitzvah. And skipping to the next underlined part, one line down, "Ele birchotein shenitknu b'fnei asman." These are independent brachot. One is going to be on Yotzer or on God creating as birchot haShevach. God created the light and dark. The second one is going to be some type of birchot haShevach about Talmud Torah. We talked about that a few times, about how Ahava Rabbah also could be a bracha on Torah. So the second one is going to be something along those lines, but these are brachot that Chazal decided when they were organizing tefillah. They said, we're going to take these brachot and we're going to put them before Shema, but they're not inherently connected to Shema. It's not a birchot haMitzvah that you're going to say on Shema. It's a bracha on something else that when Chazal were trying to organize everything, they thought that it's a good idea to put this before Shema. So that was what the Rashba said, and therefore, when it's an early Shabbos, you could do that because you're not making a bracha on the mitzvah of saying Shema. You're making a birchot haShevach. You're praising God for that, and you can do that even before it's nighttime. You can praise God in the daytime too, for that. That was at least in a nutshell. That was what we saw last week in the Rashba. So the questioner in the Rashba was assuming that the bracha is a birchot haMitzvah, and the Rashba's answer was no, it is not. It's a birchot haShevach. That was his answer. We'll jump to the Ramban in Source 5, and then we'll go back to the Rambam in Source 4, to contrast the Ramban with the Rashba. So in Source 5, I don't think we did this inside. We mentioned it outside last time. The Ramban says, "Kvar haya minhag b'ayarot lomar bein ahavat olam lekriyat shema kel melech ne'eman." There was this minhag to say kel melech ne'eman before saying Shema. I think I mentioned this last time. I would be very interested in finding some type of history about kel melech ne'eman. also because it seems interesting how the Ramah quotes saying it. So the Ramban says, so what happens? You say, Habukher ba mo Yisrael bi ahava. Then you say, Kel Melech Ne'eman. And then you say, Shema Yisrael. So what's the problem with saying Kel Melech Ne'eman? It's a hefsek. It's an interruption, right, between the bracha and the mitzvah. So the Ramban says that this was the minhag. Uvialduti nitkashalai. It says, from my youth, I was always bothered by everybody was saying Kel Melech Ne'eman between the bracha and Shema. Lefisha davar yadua she'avat olam birchot hamitzvah he lekriyat shema. He says it's yadua. It's obvious that the bracha is a birchot hamitzvah for kriyat shema. When you say habucher b'mal Yisrael bi'ava, that's a bracha on that you're about to do the mitzvah of shema. Okay. Now shekol hamitzvah kulan tunot hein bracha over lasiyatan. All mitzvah need a bracha that you make beforehand. V'chein behalel, v'chein b'megillah, v'chein b'kriyat haTorah, v'kol shekein kriyat shema. There's look like there's a girsa issue there. So right, so if you make a bracha on halel, you make a bracha on megillah, you make a bracha on kriyat haTorah, you also make a bracha on shema. V'zesh amarnu. So he says, and we already know this from the fact that Avarabba is kind of like what he calls a birchat hamitzvah for learning Torah. That's one of his proofs. So why do we have two brachot now, like Eric mentioned a few minutes ago? Why do we have two brachot? Shetiknu b'kriyat shema shtayim lefanav mipnei shezmana taloi b'yitzira ta'or v'arivato. Because we say Shema in the morning and in the evening, so that's why we make these the brachot of the brachot of Yotzer Or Vorech Hoshech. So the Ramban says that those are brachot, praising God for creating the world, for causing the sun to come up. He says that the Gemara Megillah, if somebody is blind or never saw a sunrise, I don't know if this is halacha lamaisa, but that they should not say the bracha of Yotzer Or because they'd be praising God for something that they never experienced. So he says, you see from there, it's a birchat hashevach. It's something to praise God for some type of experience. And the underlined part, uvirchat ahavat olam birchot hamitzvah lechovat kriyat shel shema. Very clear. The Ramban says it's very clear. The bracha is a birchot hamitzvah for saying Shema. The kevan shezo birchot hamitzvah he hadavar bar shekol shemevarech al mitzvah ol apera vaone amen al charatmo bein bracha al mitzvah shu toa gamor. You can't say amen to your own bracha. I think his approach is that there's this idea of Kel Melech Ne'eman, the Rosh Teva, the first letter of each one is Amen, so it like kind of replaces an Amen. So he's saying, you can't say, just like you can't say Amen to your own bracha, you shouldn't say Kel Melech Ne'eman, which is the equivalent of an Amen, you shouldn't say that either. That's also going to be a...
second problem.
Yeah, it seems to be a second problem.
Some have a bracha where you say an Amen to it.
Mm-hmm. Good, very good. Very good. The Rambam is going to talk about that. We're going to see on the Rambam in a second. The Hamivarech al Achat Mikol Hamitzvot Hamura Batora Lo Yane Acharat Moamein Ubimnei Shenahagu Hutzrachti Lishol Min Harav Rabbi Meir Levi. So he says because everybody was saying Kel Melech Ne'eman, which is saying Amen to your own bracha and possibly an interruption, he had to ask his Rebbe. Veheishiv Davar Baruch Shu Taut. His Rebbe told him it's a mistake. It's a mistake to do this. Ve'eno nahug bisfarad. And then there's another girsa here. Ve'lo be'eretz Yisrael. It says, not the minhag to say Kel Melech Ne'eman. Ve'nitbatel hashibush hazeh mimkomo. We should get rid of this mistake.
I thought we only say it when we are not in a minyan.
That's what the Ramah says. Yeah. That's why it seems to be some type of interesting history there. I think from the... Well, let's try to look at it afterwards. I think from the language in the Ramah, he kind of made it sound like some people were always saying it, and the Ramah says, but what we should do is we should only say it if you're davening by yourself. It has to do with filling in the letters, the word number to get to 248. There's seems to be an interesting development of in Kel Melech Ne'eman.
Contemplating whether to say Amen, I mean, even in like at the end of Pesiket de Zimmer in Shacharit, when the Chazan, after we've already said Yishtabach,
right,
he says we all say Amen.
Right, we're saying Amen to his bracha. If you said your bracha at the same time as him, you wouldn't. If
no, right.
You wouldn't, right? Okay. So in that case, you say yeah, your Amen is not a.
Okay, so this is
not
the
a problem
thing if we say.
Well, here it's a problem because if it's a in Pesukei Zimmer, that's not a the Yishtabach is not a Birchot HaMitzvah. That's some type of
right.
Tefillah. I don't know exactly. Probably some type of tefillah. So you say Amen to somebody else's tefillah. Maybe it's a Shavach. I don't know. It's not a Birchot HaMitzvah. That's the
right.
Yishtabach is not a mitzvah. So you could say Amen at the end of it because you're not interrupting the bracha to the action to the mitzvah that comes afterwards. But if we assume that Habocher Bamo Yisrael Biava is a bracha that we're saying on Shema, just like Likro et Halal or to Daliminim on the Tilulav, then you shouldn't say Amen because that's going to be an interruption. Aside from saying Amen to your own bracha, which is it sounds like that's the Ramban is focused a little bit more on that, though he does tell us that it's a Birchot HaMitzvah, so you would get both. You would not say Kelmach Ne'eman because that's saying Amen to your bracha, and you shouldn't say Amen even if you finish the bracha first because that's going to be an unauthorized interruption. So that's the difference. Okay, so another Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam makes what Avram's point just now, that sometimes we do say Amen to our own bracha. When do we do that, and when do we not do that? So the Rambam says in Hilchot Brachot Perek Aleph Halacha Tet Zayin Source 4, back on the first page, Kol ha'oneh amen achar birchotav harezeh meguna. If you say amen after your bracha, that's demeaning, that's disparaging, it's not a positive thing, you don't do it. V'ha'oneh achar bracha shisof brachot achronot harezeh meshubach. But you should, it's praiseworthy to say amen after a series of brachot, and you just said the final one, that's when you can say amen. So that's why in benching you say bonei baracham av Yerushalayim amen, because that's the end, and that's the example that the Rambam gives. That's the end of a series of brachot, three brachot, and the end of a series, you say amen to somehow. I don't know if it's to signify it's the end or it's the culmination or it's a collective amen on everything, but you say amen at the end of a series.
There any others?
He quotes two, actually. Kigon achar bone Yerushalayim bebircha tamazon veachar bracha achron shel kriyat shema shel arvit. I think in Nusach, is there a sitter here? Does Nusach Sfard when they say... We can check after. They might, I feel like from the hearing of Chazan, they might say Amen. They might do what the Rama is referring to. They say Amen at the end of Hashkivenu. I think they might say Amen there.
You mean to themselves?
That's part of the bracha.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying Amen to their own. So see what Nusach Sfar does. It might be an Eidot HaMizrach. It's okay. I meant to check on them, but I forgot. They probably don't do it in Nusach Sfar. That would be my guess. Yeah, they don't. They're not in Nusach Sfar. So we'll have to remember to check afterwards. But the Rama says that the last bracha, which is Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad,
yes,
that would be another bracha that you say Amen to. That's the end of a culmination of a series of brachot. So you, I presume that's what he's. I think that's what he's talking about. And then he says, "V'chein b'sof kol bracha shisof brachot achronon ona ba'amein acharatzmo." I don't know if anybody comes across another example. Let me know. There's probably not so many, but the Rambam does say if there's any other series of brachot that you should say amen at the end of them. So next Rambam, why are we saying this here? V'lama ya'ane amen achar bonei Yerushalayim in this halacha Yud Zayin. Why do you say amen? It's not the end. There's another bracha afterwards, right? When you say bnei baracham av yishlayim amen, you go into the next bracha. Mibnesha bracha zobi mechach me mishna taknua kilu hitosevet. Because the bracha after bnei baracham av yirushalayim is a bracha derabanan. It's like an addition. So we're saying amen at the end of the oraita section of benching. Avasof ikar bracha shebirchad mazon hibonei Yerushalayim. Okay, so now V'lama, now here's where it's directly relevant. V'lama lo ya'ane amen achar ahavat olam. Mipnei shehi sof brachot rishonot shel kriyat shema. Why not say the brach, say amen after ahavat olam or ahavat rabba? That's the end of a series of brachot. There's two brachot. There's two brachot that you say before Shema. It's the end of a series. Why not say Amen at the end of that? The Rambam just said the rule is at the end of a bunch of brachot that are together, you say Amen. So why don't you say Amen? Abocher b'mo Yisrael b'yahava. Amen. Why didn't you say that? Okay, that's what the Rambam's going to say. V'chein kol kayotze ba mi birchot shemivarchin otan tchila ledavar kigon brachot shemivarchin lifnei kriyat megillah v'hadlakat ner Chanukah. And it's like all the other brachot that when you make a birchot mitzvah, you don't say amen because that's going to be a hefsek, it's going to be an interruption between the bracha and what you're doing. So the Rambam, whereas the Ramban said that it was a birchot mitzvah, but he was more focused on not saying amen to your own bracha, the Rambam here seems to be referring to lo yafsik. You should not interrupt between the bracha and the davar shabirech alav, and the thing that you're making the bracha on. That's we, even though according to the rule, right, there's a, actually this would be the way to phrase it. The rule is you don't say amen to your own bracha. The exception is when there's a series of brachot, you say amen to the last one. Now, in Kriyat Shema, there's two brachot before Shema. That could count as a series. Why don't you say amen at the last one? That should fit into the exception. Right, the rule is don't say amen, but the exception is you could. Should fit into the exception. So the Rambam says it doesn't, because like every other birchot mitzvah, you can't interrupt between the bracha and the activity and the action. You can't interrupt between Abachir Bama Yisrael B'Yava and Shema. It's an unauthorized interruption. That's why you do not say Amen over there. Okay. So now we have the Rashba who says, it's a Birchot HaShevach, presumably, if you finish the Bracha before the Chazan, say Amen. You say Amen to the Chazan's Birchot HaShevach. According to the Rambam and the Ramban, you would not. So now let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, source 6. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kora Kriyat Shema below Bracha Yatza Yidei Chovat Kriyat Shema. So if you said Kriyat Shema without making the Bracha, you fulfilled your obligation. So far, this is not the biggest Chiddush, because we usually say that if something is a Birchot HaMitzvah and you don't make the Bracha, like you just picked up a shofar and started to blow it, you fulfill the Mitzvah. But now, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you said Shema without saying the bracha at the very beginning, then he says, V'chozer v'korei ha-brachot below Kriyat Shema. You go back and say the brachot without saying Kriyat Shema. Clear, there's a birchot ha-shevach. Otherwise, how could you ever make a... Otherwise, you wouldn't have to go back to say the brachot at all. And even if we required you for some reason to say brachot, you'd have to say Shema. Would be strange because you're not really fulfilling your mitzvah at that point. But clearly, it's birchot ha-shevach if he's telling you that you can say the brachot later on, totally independently. So this is... We'll finish the Shulchan Aruch in a second. If we look in the Mishnah Berurah and Gimel, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'chozer v'korei, rotza lomar, afagav de'enu me'akvo l'kriyat shema, v'yotze yidei chova kriyat shema, im lo birech klal. Even though you already you fulfilled your chiyuv of saying Shema, mikomoklim yidei chovat brachot lo yatza. You didn't fulfill your independent obligation of saying the brachot of Kriyat Shema. V'yachol levarech below Kriyat Shema, ki lo nitkenu davka al Kriyat Shema. These brachot are not birchot ha-mitzvah that you're supposed to say on Shema. These are brachot that are birchot ha-shevach, that we praise God for. And if you didn't say them before Shema, which is what you should have done, so then you can just go back and say the brachot afterwards. I should say that I think the bottom line is that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in a few places that if you have to go back to say the brachot, it's just good to say Shema. Say Shema again with it. It's Talmud Torah, you're not going to get hurt.
No negative.
Oh, sorry. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Sorry, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's why the Poskim quote it. V'nirali, in the end of the Shulchan Aruch in Source 6, Shetov lachzor v'likro kriyat shema ima bracho. It's a good idea to go back to say Shema with it. So now the question is, why does the Shulchan Aruch say this? Why does he say it's a good idea? Tov lachzor. Is it because he's in doubt about what he thinks, and he's telling you, la halacha, you can just go back and say the brachot, but maybe it's a birchot hamitzvah, so then I think it's still maybe a little bit hard to complete that sentence, but is he in some type of doubt about what the halacha is? Or is he telling you for some other reason? So the Mishnah Brura here quotes that it's not because of a doubt. The Shulchan Aruch does not tell you to go back and say Shema because of doubt. In Dalet, in the Mishnah Brura here, he says, "Kidei la'amod b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah v'kriyas mazon echshev kikori b'Torah." It's a good idea. This is what we saw. This is what we saw when we said Shema early last week too. It's a good idea to go into Shmona Esrei from having learned some type of Torah, said some type of Torah. So if you, what's the example? The probably the most basic and the most common example of what he's talking about here is. It's Sov Zman. You didn't daven yet. You need to say Shema right now. You're davening in the late minyan that you're going to miss Sov Zman Kriyat Shema. So what do? You're going to say Shema. So you said Shema without bracha. You're not saying the bracha or later in davening. So then later on in davening, you're going to say the bracha. And what should you do? Should you just say the bracha and then skip Shema and go into Shmona Esrei, right? So to that, the Shulchan Aruch says, no, that you say Shema because it's a good idea, even if you already fulfilled your mitzvah of Shema, it's a good idea to go into Shmona Esrei from having learned Torah, said Divrei Torah first. That's what the Bir Halacha basically gives this, that's the example that he gives for this in Source 8. Vilofiza afilu im korek krishma betoch gimel shel. Right, you said Shema in the right zman, but the bracha you said afterwards afilu achi tzarech likrot od pam krishma kamo shevi agra. You should still say Shema afterwards, so that you go into Shmona Esrei from Divrei Torah. Okay, good questions.
So basically, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah are both holding then it's a bracha sheva.
Yes, so far.
So far.
You can hold off till we see the next Shulchan Aruch, because it's going to be a bit more complicated. Right, but good summary up till now. It's a Birchot HaShevach, so if you don't say the Brachot, you can just go back and say them at the end independently. Just say the Brachot of Shema. Okay, in the Shulchan Aruch in Source 9 from Siman Nuntet, the Shulchan Aruch says. Birchat Yotzer ve'arvit Omer im hashliach tzibur binachat. So the birchot of Kriyat Shema, you should say binachat with the chazan. This went back to a pre sitter kind of time where either you were listening to the chazan and saying amen or you were saying it slowly. So the Mishnah Berurah here says when there's very long brachot, it's very hard. If you're listening to the chazan and you want to say amen, you have to focus on everything he says. So for the brachot before Kriyat Shema are kind of long. It's very easy to space out. So he says it's better to say it along than to listen intently to every word and say amen afterwards. Okay, next. The Rama says, V'yimaher l'sayim kodem sheyisayim v'shlech tzibur v'ya'ane amen achar shlech tzibur. You should hurry up to finish before the chazen so that you could say amen to his bracha. So this seems to be referring to Yotzer Or. I think that's what the Mishnah Brura there says. I don't know if everybody agrees to that. But for Yotzer Or, which is what we said was a Birchot HaShevach, no problems in saying amen to the first bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'lo ya'ane amein achar siyum ha-bocher b'amo Yisrael bi'ava mishum dehave hefsek. Don't say amein after ha-bocher b'amo Yisrael bi'ava because it is a hefsek. If it's a hefsek, then we're assuming it's a birchot ha-mitzvah. Right? A birchot ha-mitzvah is that going to be the hefsek issue. Yeah.
I heard people say, when they're doing the last line before the Shema, Baruch Atah Hashem, some people say Baruch Shema. And everything.
So there, I think the Mishnah Brura, it is clear not to say Baruch Shema.
I've heard it already, and I don't
okay.
say. I
we
don't,
can, we, also, we can double check afterwards. Yeah, I don't think that. It probably depends on a much more complicated. Maybe it's different. Maybe since you're saying it yourself now, you can say Baruch Baruch Shemal because you're not full. Maybe you could say, yeah.
To the chazan, yeah.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so the Rama, I should have quoted this, I didn't. The parenthesis says to look in Siman Samach Aleph where the Rama basically says that you could say Amen. So it's a machloka. The Shulchan Aruch says you cannot say amen. It's a hefsek. The Ramah says you could say amen. So we'll talk about the bottom line halacha in 5 minutes. Right now, we have to try to understand the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in one place said, you can say them by themselves, it's independent, that sounds like it's a Birchot HaShevach, and here he says, don't interrupt it, which makes it very much sound like it's a Birchot HaMitzvah. And here, this is interesting, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah here in source 10, Chof Dalet, says, the Havei Hefseg, Bein Kriyat Shema LeHabracha, Kamosha Asur LeHafseg, Bein Kol Devar Mitzvah, Oh Hana, Shemavarachin Alav LeHabracha, Shelefanav, Afilu B'Birchot. So he says it's a hefsek between Kriyat Shema and the Bracha, just like it's usur every other time there's a Birchot HaMitzvah, it's always going to be usur to interrupt between the Bracha and the Mitzvah. And then he says that the Shulchan Aruch would agree that for Yotzer, or you could say amen, because that's not the Birchot HaMitzvah.
Could you have a case where you have a Bracha Sheva and something that's related to it, but it's not a, you know... Still have
the hefsek, okay.
Together,
That's exactly where we're going to be going. Where it's a birchot hashevach, but it sort of goes together, and it's also a kind of birchot mitzvah. It kind of works at the same time. So up till now, so the question here is the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, it's interesting also because the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really point out. I guess in Chaf Hei we'll see it inside in a second. But in Chaf Dalet he says just like you can never interrupt between mitzvot. That was in Source 10, and in Source 7 he's clearly kilo nitkenu davkal kriyat shema. Seems to be a bit of a contradiction. So the question now is there any other way to understand Birchot Kriyat Shema? We had an either-or proposition. Either it's a Birchot HaMitzvah, or it's a Birchot HaShavach. What if it's some type of... It's both. What if it's both? And that, we'll see, we'll come back to the Mishnah Berurah in a second. In the Me'iri, in Source 11, the Me'iri tells us very interesting shita about Birchot Kriyat Shema. So in Source 11, he says, She'ein Brachot Eilu Bidin Sha'ar Birchot HaMitzvah. This is not like other Birchot HaMitzvah. Why? She'omir Asher Kiddushanu V'chule V'tzivanu V'chule. Usually, there's a text for a Birchot HaMitzvah, and it's Asher Kiddushanu V'mitzvotah V'tzivanu, some type of bracha that's clear that you're about to perform a mitzvah. And that's not exactly what Ahava Rabba is not that kind of text. She'im lo kiyem et ha-mitzvah, tehei ha-bracha levatala. Usually for Birchot ha-mitzvah, there's a specific text, Asher Kiddushanu, and if you don't do the mitzvah, it's a bracha levatala. Ella, Birchot elu, but the bracha for Kriyat Shema, ikaron le'atzman nitkenu, rishon le'mitziyut hayom v'ha'or, v'ashnia l'chiyuv Torah. The brachot from before Shema are independent brachot, in that one of the first bracha was about creating the day, Yotzer Or. The second bracha is about the Talmud Torah, the obligation to learn Torah. These are not Birchot HaTorah, these are Birchot HaShevach. Ella shemei achar shenitkenu, but after Chazal wrote these brachot, yastum lifnei Shema, they specifically put them before Shema. V'hifkiu bahem milevarich asher kiddushanu v'chulei v'tzivanu likroat Shema. We should have a birchot hamitzvah of saying Shema asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu likroat Shema. We should have that. It's like any other mitzvah. But once Chazal made these other brachot, which we can call Birchot HaShevach, and they specifically put them before Shema in place of the Birchot HaMitzvah, to function as a Birchot HaMitzvah. So now what we have here is we have brachot that were written and were meant to be Birchot HaShevach. They were placed before Shema to function as a Birchot HaMitzvah instead of saying, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu likroa et Shema. This is what the Me'iri says. Umikol mako mishalo yada habracho v'yadat shema. And he actually says, I never saw this halacha. I never saw anybody say this. He actually says, if you do not know the bracho, the birchot kriyat shema, right? You don't have a siddur. You're on your own. You can't remember it. He says you should say asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu likro et shema, and then say shema, because you really do have to say a bracha beforehand. It's just that we say the Ahava Rabba as the bracha before, and which is really a birchot hashevach that Chazal specifically put before shema to function simultaneously as a birchot hamitzvah. So this is the Me'iri. So now, that's going to help us understand the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch says that they are, if you happen to not say the Birchot, the Bracho, you go back and say them later, because in their essence, they're Birchot HaShevach that you should say later. But because when you're saying them before, right before Shema, they're also functioning as a Birchot HaMitzvah, instead of saying Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvotav Yitzivanu Likro at Shema, then you would not say Amen, because that's going to be an interruption. So this is, I think, how to understand it. And the Mishnah Berurah says most of this and kind of hints at a little bit of it. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Chav Hei. Then we'll talk about Halacha L'Maisa, and we'll talk about a few other Shema issues. So going back to source 10, Chav Hei. Chav Hei. So the Mishnah Berurah says, B'Seif Gimel B'Haga, in later on, in Samech Aleph, Seif Gimel, in the Ramah, D'Sham Nitba Er D'Gam B'Birchat HaBocher HaMinag L'Saim Kodem HaShatz V'Lanot HaMein Achar HaShatz V'Moshe Katav B'Darch HaMoshe B'Siman Zeh. So he says, he quotes the Ramah that says, you should say Amen, you could say Amen to the Bracha. V'Hatam, he's quoting this actually a little bit differently. V'Hatam D'Birchot Kriyashma Einon Domo L'Shar Brachot. He says, according to the Ramah that you could say Amen, you would have to say the reason you could is because Birchot Kriyat Shema are not like other Birchot HaMitzvah. Sorry, in Domo L'Shar Birchot HaMitzvah. Sha'arei Ein Mevarchin Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tivanim Likrot Shema Ela Brachu B'Fnei Atzmahin V'Tichnu Levarech Otam Kodem Kriyat Shema Lachein Ein Chashash B'ma Shemavsik B'Nam L'Kriyat Shema. I think he's quoting this idea of the Me'iri, and he's applying it to explain we just use it to explain the Shulchan Aruch. He's applying it to explain the Ramah. He doesn't exactly say why. He just says there's no chashash because this isn't a typical Birchot HaMitzvah, which what I think he's getting at is that it's really in its essence a Birchot HaShevach. So I take back what I said. It's not exactly, the Mishnah Berurah here is not using this idea. We just use it to explain the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in one place says, you go back and say the Brachot at the end, that makes him sound like a Birchot HaShevach. And in the second place he says, don't interrupt, that makes it sound like a Birchot HaMitzvah. And we explain based on the Me'iri, and it's possible that some of the other Rishonim that we saw before, they might have agreed to this too. We explain based on the Me'iri that really their Birchot HaShevach, the Chazal put in place of a Birchot HaMitzvah. That's why you could say it later on, because in its essence it's a Birchot HaShevach. But don't say Amen, because Chazal put it as the Birchot HaMitzvah. And the Ramah, when the Ramah says you could say Amen, the Ramah is really understanding it that it's more of a Shevach than a Birchot HaShevach than a Birchot HaMitzvah. It's not, or the Ramah, it's a kind of Birchot HaMitzvah that's not similar to a regular Birchot HaMitzvah, so it's not going to have the same rules as a regular Birchot HaMitzvah. That would be what the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are arguing about, maybe, could be, to what, since they both agree that maybe this isn't a middle ground, to what extent, where on the spectrum is it? Is it closer to Birchot HaShevach, or is it closer to Birchot HaMitzvah, or smack in the middle, something along those lines? That the Shulchan Aruch basically, I think, says it's really in the middle. That's why don't say Amen, but also don't say, but also you could say it later on. And the Ramah, who says you could say Amen, makes it sound like maybe it's more of a Birchot HaShevach. Or the Ramah could be saying it's a Birchot HaMitzvah that is an exception to all the other Birchot HaMitzvah, because in this case it was a Birchot HaShevach that was instituted as a Birchot HaMitzvah. So it's an exception, and the Shulchan Aruch would say that it's not an exception. Okay, so that is what we have here. Now, what's the bottom line? Oh, I skipped the Mishnah Berurah, the end of the Mishnah Berurah, which is the part that I underline, which is very important. Ach lechadchila, we skipped a line, but ach lechadchila yoter tov sheyisayim b'shave im hashatz v'lo yitzarech lanot amin acharach. The best thing to do, even though the Ramah says if you finish the bracha earlier than the chazan, you should say Amen.
Right.
The Mishnah Berurah recommends avoiding that situation.
Avoiding
the situation, and because if you said your bracha, if you said the bracha with the chazan, you could never say Amen, because then you'd be saying Amen to your own bracha.
Right.
So the Mishnah Berurah recommends, like, that's what he said, lechachila yoter tov. It's the better sheyisayim b'shave imashatz, to finish habocher b'mayisrael b'yava together with the chazan. V'lo yitzah, and then you won't be in a situation where you're trying to figure out if you should say Amen or not.
That's That's why you hear a lot of people.
That's why.
You hear a lot of people saying it out loud.
Yes.
100%.
Yes, 100%. That's why you do that. That's why you hear that, because they're avoiding a situation of not being sure to say amen or not. Even though it's clear, the Ramah clearly says to say amen, I guess I don't know exactly why the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berura here recommends avoiding it, but he recommends avoiding the issue. And now, what's the bottom line? Any questions on anything we said? Okay, bottom line is, in Penine Halacha, Tetzayin Dalit, in Source 12, Yesh Omrim Shehakal Tzarech Lanot Amen Achar Birchot Kriyat Shema Shehu Shomei Mehachazan. The Rush says you should say Amen. V'yesh Omrim She'ein Lamanot Amen. And there are others who say, don't say Amen, like we saw in the Rambam. Kedesh Shelo L'Hafzik Bein Habrachot L'Kriyat Shema. So now, what do we do? What's the Halacha? L'maise, paragraph 2. Minhag Svaradim. What's the Svaradim Minhag going to be? It's going to be like the Shulchan Aruch. Don't say Amen. Don't do it. That's exactly what Shulchan Aruch says. It's a hefsek. And the Sephardim who are following the Shulchan Aruch, they're not going to say Amen. So this is interesting. The Penina Halacha says, and so to not enter into a doubtful situation, just like the Mishnah Berurah just said for Ashkenazim, you should say with the Chazan, Penina Halacha is going to say also, lechadchila for the Sephardim, do it, say it with the Chazan, so then you also can avoid the situation. But if you didn't, don't say Amen. And now, Minhag Ashkenazim, next paragraph, what's the Minhag Ashkenazim going to be? It's going to be the same thing. I mean, sorry, the reverse of that. If lechadchila, or maybe the best thing to do is to finish with the Chazan, so you don't have to do it. But in a case where you didn't do that, you just said the bracha on your own, that's when we come welcome, the last line, Mishek Farsim et HaBracha, Vishama Echazen, Tzorech Lanot Achar Amen. We would follow the Ramah, who says you do say Amen. And that is the bottom line. Bottom line is, best for everybody to finish with the Chazen, but if you finished already, if you follow the Shulchan Aruch, if you're a Sfaradi, you would not say Amen, and if you're an Ashkenazi, you would say Amen. And that is largely the topic of Birchot Kriyat Shema.
They
probably follow the Minhag Ashkenaz. That would be my guess. That they're gonna say Amen if they finished first. Because they all mostly came from Ashkenazi. No, I think it depends. I think the consensus was that Nusach Sfard broke. Yeah, it broke
it's
off.
Very simple. Nusach Sfard is very close to
that.
To Ashkenaz, because they broke off from. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's a good. I assume they're Ashkenaz. They're generally Ashkenazim who are davening the Nusach Sfard. So maybe very high percentage. So the Chassidim. So I presume that they're going to follow the Ramah on this. That'll be my guess. Good question. Okay. A few more minutes. I didn't look too much into it, but the halachas, and I quoted this from Rabbi Brofsky in English. This is I brought in the Hebrew Sefer. They're very, very good. He says that the halacha, the bottom line halacha, based on the Gemara, is that after the fourth hour of the day, you would not say the brachot. You lost the ability to say the brachot. I have to look into that a little bit.
Even if you determine that, even if you're davening later on that?
Yeah. The fourth hour of the day, you wouldn't. Sof Zman Krishma is the third hour. Then you got another hour to say the brachot if you're going to be davening. But once Sof Zman Tfila, then you don't say
the. Sof Zman Krishma.
Tfila. Sof Zman Tfila.
Fine.
Sof Zman Tfila. You're four hours to say the brachot. But he quotes that maybe you could do it until Chatzot. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, he quotes from Rav Amital that certainly soldiers who who certainly soldiers can rely on saying it till chatzot. That would be a shat adchak. If you're on patrol, doing something, mission, you wouldn't have a problem. So that was one small other thing. I'm trying to figure out now. Maybe we'll skip. If you go a few more minutes today, is that okay?
Sure.
We'll just do...
So you wouldn't even go back and say them, in other words?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm trying to look into why, but yeah, that's the halacha. You know, we'll do source 15 next week. This is like a half packet here. We'll do that next time. Okay, so the Penina Halacha says in source 15. Now we're going to talk about the bracha after Shmona Esra. After Shema, we're going to talk about Gali Yisrael. Because that's the other bracha. We saw last time, at the very beginning, that the Mishnah says, and I have this, we have quoted this in source 2, the Mishnah in Brachot, that in the morning you say two bracha before and one bracha afterwards. The bracha at the end is Gal Yisrael. So, Afal Pi, in source 15, Afal Pi, Sha'amir, Kriyat Shema, Birchota, Hi, Mitzvah, Bifnei Atzma, even though saying Shema is an independent mitzvah. Shema is one unit. It goes together. V'tfilat Amida, mitzvah b'vnei atma, and Shmona Esrei is an independent mitzvah. Sarech l'som chan zo l'zo v'asul hafzik b'nei'en. You have to connect, derabanan, you have to connect Shema to Shmona Esrei. And you cannot interrupt. So now we're going to see how that's going to come up again. By saying Amen to Gaal Yisrael. Va'amru chachamim shekol hasomech gula letfila harehu ben olam haba. The Chazal say that whoever connects Shema, the Geula, to Tfila, Gaal Yisrael to Tfila, is ben olam haba. Ve'im samchan kitfilat vatikin muvtach lo shelo yinazik b'chol to hayom. You won't get damaged the whole day. And now, what is somebody, this is according to Yerushalmi, somebody that interrupts between Geula Litfila, between Gal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei, is Dome Le Ohavo Shel Melech. Yerushalmi gives a parable. Somebody who's a close friend of the king. Sheba Vidafak Apicho Shel Melech. He goes and he knocks on the king's door. Uch She Yatza HaMelech Le Damahu Mevaki. So maybe I embellish a little bit. The king looks out his window and sees his friend knocking on the door, so he's going to go. He's going to say, oh, I want to go see what my friend is looking, what he wants. So when he goes outside, the king goes and he opens the door. Matzu shehiflig l'inyan acher. He sees that his friend decided to, I don't know, got distracted with something else. His friend comes and knocks on the king's door, and while the king is coming to open it, he gets distracted. The friend gets distracted. Takes out his smartphone and starts playing, I don't know. So what's going to happen? The king is going to close the door. That's it. The king is not wasting his time on his friend who came over and now is not giving the king attention. So haskara ha-geula sha-ga'al ha-shemet Yisrael mi-Yisraim kemoha kidefika apichol shalmech. When we say ga'al Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, that's as if we're knocking on the king's door. Talking about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. It's like us knocking on the king's door, and the king says, there's my Ohavo, there's my beloved, I want to go see what he wants. So it's like knocking on the door, and v'lachin Yitzim Yisrael nechshav ke'erusin shebein HaKadosh Baruch Yisrael. Yitzim Yisrael is like an engagement, so that's the love of Hashem to Bnei Yisrael. And if we turn away at that point, we start talking to our friend, we start doing something else, it's the equivalent of the king is then going to just close the door on us. V'asur l'abed et hashara. It's forbidden to waste that hour. And from this closeness, that's going to ultimately bring us into davening, into Shmona Esrei. And we're to request, say, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, so too that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us and redeem us again. That was introduction. So now, halacha. V'afilu im shama ben gula l'tfila kadosh o kedusha lo yaneh. If you hear Kaddish, Kedusha, anything, and you're saying the Bracha Gal Yisrael, you can't stop to say Amen. You can't do anything. You can't answer to the Kaddish. Va'af b'shtika lo yafsik. Don't even gula. Don't even be quiet, because that might be like your shomea ka'ona. It might be as if you're saying it. So it's an interesting question. How shomea? He doesn't elaborate on that at all. But how shomea ka'ona exactly works? If it's ki'ilu, you're saying it yourself. Which if it is, then that's ki'ilu. You're saying words that are an interruption. Or if it's you're being fulfilling your obligation through the chazen, in which case maybe it's less of an interruption. I think that's a shir in and of itself. On how shomei ka'ona works, but if you're in Ga'al Yisrael, you do not stop. You do not stop for Baruch Hu. You do not stop for Kaddish. You do not stop for Kedusha. You have to go into Shemona Esrei.
Okay, but that's if you're in a different place than the rest of the.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what it's saying.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You're in a
together.
So. Yeah, yeah. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you see that there's going to be a problem, so you should stop before you start that bracha. And I think the Mishnah Berurah there says that Shira Chadasha, I think that's the beginning of that bracha. So if you see it's going to be a problem, stop before you enter and start saying the bracha that has to get connected into Shmona Esrei. So now we're going to come to the minhag of different people for saying Ga'al Yisrael, saying it out loud or not. Why would you not say it out loud? You would not say it out loud because if you say it quietly, you don't run the risk of anybody saying Amen, which may be an interruption. We're going to have a similar, actually, it's almost the same kind of, I didn't think about this further, but there probably is further thought to be had. The Shulchan Aruch says, don't say Amen, because that's a hefzik, just like he says, don't say Amen to Bechor Bama Yisrael. And the Ramash says, if you happen to finish Gal Yisrael, and the Chazan is about to, you could say Amen to him. And we're going to then come back to our saying along with the Chazan or something like that. You avoid this situation. But the Penina Lachir quotes that there's a lot of Chazanim that will say Gal Yisrael to themselves, so that you don't have a risk of anybody saying Amen. And there's other Chazanim who are less concerned for this issue, so they just say it out loud. It's I saw that Rav Soloveitchik was a firm believer in saying the whole thing out loud, because the Chazan says things out loud to fulfill the obligation of people who don't know how to do it themselves. That's usually what the Chazan is supposed to be doing. And if somebody doesn't hear every word from the Chazan, and the Chazan is fulfilling his obligation, that's the person doesn't fulfill his obligation. So you have to say Olav Shira Chadasha through Ga'al Yisrael, so that the guy who's listening fulfills his obligation from listening. So that's why probably every shul has a different minhag. I think some of the shuls in Tinek, from what I recall correctly, in the Chazan Siddur, where they write in what the Chazan's supposed to do, they write, like, say out loud. I've seen that in Sidurim, because that's the minhag of the shul, is to make sure to say this out loud. Mm-hmm. So this is a similar issue here about making a hefsek, not between a birchot, a mitzvah, and the mitzvah, but between Ka'al Yisrael and Shmona Esrei, in which case the Shulchan Aruch says you cannot have a hefsek. And the Rama says you could, but it might be better to still avoid that. And our final point here, at least to finish up this packet, something that we talked about already a long time ago, is that if somebody's very late for davening, and they would have to skip Shema, it's better to be somech geula l'tfilah, it's better to say Shema into Shemona Esrei, than it is to daven tfilah b'tzibor, for Shacharis. For Shacharis, not for Marv. For Shacharis. If somebody's very late and he comes and the shul's already in the middle of Birchot Kriyat Shema, so that he would never be able to say the Brachot and Shema, and Shmona Esrei, and he thinks, oh, I have an idea, I'll just say Shmona Esrei with everybody else, I'll get my Tila B'tzibor, and then afterwards I'll say Shema, that would not be the halacha, that would not be the right thing to do. The right thing at that point is that it's better to do Geula L'Tfila than it is to daven Tfila B'tzibor. So that's a good takeaway. But for Mariv, that's not the case. For Mariv, Tfilah B'Tzibor is more important. So for Mariv, if a person's late for Mariv, they should just say Shmona Esrei, and then they could say Shema afterwards. He quotes a very, very interesting idea at the very end here, that Ladat Rov Poskim, the second last paragraph, that on Shabbos, there's less of a issue, there's less of an importance of Somech Geula L'Tfilah, And that if you said Ga'al Yisrael, or you were in the middle of the bracha and you heard Kaddish or Kedusha, you should answer. He says, because the we learn the source for Geula L'Tefillah from a pasuk about a Yom Tzara, when it's a time of distress, then you need to make sure you have Geula L'Tefillah. But Shabbos is not a Yom Tzara, it's not a time of distress. Therefore, maybe the Somech Geula L'Tefillah is a bit less important. But then he quotes from the Raman, he quotes from a few others that we want to keep Shabbos the same as the rest of the week, the rule that you should still not interrupt between Somech Geula L'Tefillah. Okay, so what we talked about here was what kind of bracha is the birchat mitzvah, specifically Abu Kher b'meis Rabbi Yehava. Is it a birchat ha-shevach, in which case you could say amen and interrupt? Is it a birchat mitzvah, in which case you could not say amen? The Shulchan Aruch says that you could not say amen. You cannot interrupt. The Rama says that you could say amen, but the Mishnah Berurah says, and the bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah says, the best is to say with the chazan to avoid all issues. Next week, God willing, we will probably finish up Shema. It's not, I don't think, a full shiur in and of itself. We're going to talk about problematic situations, problematic places, locations, situations for Shema. Specifically, think dirty diaper. Can you say Shema if there's a dirty diaper in the room? Situations like that. It's the last part of Shema, and then we'll start about talking about Shemona Esrei.